CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine distribution is on hold in the U.S. after six people developed rare blood clots. Jefferson County Public Health Director Dawn Comstock says there's no need for alarm.
The fact that the FDA has put a hold based on that very small number, I think should be, instead of concerning, I think it should be quite comforting to the people in the United States. People here in Colorado, people in Jefferson County. This shows that the system is working.
It's not clear if the vaccine is responsible for the clots. Johnson & Johnson accounts for a small portion of Colorado's weekly vaccine allotment. Denver Public Schools is in a second round of interviews this week in the search for a new superintendent. Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmar says at least 10 candidates are still in the running.
So the board is hoping to hire a new superintendent in June. And they're hoping to have that person in place for the next school year, which starts in August. A total of 32 people officially applied. And the board is also hoping to name multiple finalists.
Melanie Asmar of Chalkbeat. College football's Rocky Mountain Showdown will live on. The University of Colorado and Colorado State University say they will play a series of six more football games over 10 years starting in 2029. The in-state rivals face each other in 2023 and 2024 before pausing the showdown for a few years. It is 46 in Denver. You're listening to CPR News.